From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are beginning their third debate of this year's campaign. It will be the last time millions of Americans will have the chance to see the two candidates square off on a wide range of issues. At this moment, Clinton has a growing lead in public opinion polls over Trump. In the usually unusually contentious campaign, both candidates, neither of whom are very popular with the public, have declared each other to be unfit for president. Residents of Mosul say the center of the Iraqi city is eerily quiet as most people are hunkering down, waiting for the coming battle to liberate the city. They say they are fearful to venture out because Islamic State militants who have taken over the city have become more brutal and unpredictable in their behavior recently. The general running the coalition's ground campaign in Iraq is urging government forces not to rush into the city, but to put unrelenting pressure on the enemy until he breaks.
I expect they're not going to let the Iraqis just walk into the city and establish a foothold. So I expect there'll be some level of defense there.
Major General Gary Volesky speaking to reporters via teleconference from Baghdad on Wednesday. The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy says a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 3 hours longer than originally planned, to allow civilians and rebels to safely leave the city's eastern side. Meanwhile, France's president is demanding an end to airstrikes on Aleppo. This is VOA News.